Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals coming up tonight for you. All three frequencies here on KGYM. We'll have it at 7 o'clock. Could be the final hockey game of the year. Sorry to do that to folks out there. But if the Washington Capitals come through with the victory tonight on the road in Vegas, Lord Stanley's Cup will be raised tonight. And doesn't take a genius to figure out who the first cap to lift it is going to be. And it's going to be Alex Ovechkin, by the way. That is the answer to the question out there. We welcome you in here. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, as I mentioned. Plenty to get to. We'll talk about that with Dave Kokin. We'll talk about horse racing with Barry Abrams as well as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local programming getting underway here on KGYM will be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Of course, last night in the NBA, an insurmountable, it seems, 3-0 lead now for the Golden State Warriors as Kevin Durant picked up a cold shooting Steph Curry and lifted the Warriors to the 3-0 lead in the finals, the NBA Finals. And Game 4 in that will come up tomorrow. And we'll have it for you right here on two of our frequencies, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appears the Cavs are toast, would you say?
Yeah, but I still think they're going to win tomorrow. I think they're going to get one more or one in this series and take it back to Oakland. Just a gut feeling. I'm not basing it on anything. Golden State is certainly the better team. Golden State has more talent than Cleveland. I give LeBron James a heck of a lot of credit for putting the Cavs on his back and taking them this far. And looked as though in that first half, for most of it, the Cavaliers were going to come away with the victory. Just Golden State came out of the chute in the second half and hit him with a big haymaker.
Are we facing a summer during which all we hear is, where is LeBron going to take his talents next?
Yes.
That's a given, huh?
Oh, God, yes. You are you're really asking that question? Are you really asking that question, Mark? Do you want to know the answer to that question? Yes.
Okay. It'd
probably be even worse on the national perspective the second time around than it was the first time around when LeBron went to Miami. I think LeBron learned his lesson about the decision and how to announce it. Maybe not. We'll see. But I think he did because he was pretty well scrutinized for that the first time around.
319-366-1600. That's our Hertine & Stocker Jeweler text line. Visit that business, HertineAndStockerJewelers.com. And that's also our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer, as he is most days. Our poll question yesterday, LeBron, over or under 36.5, and he had 33.
I thought he was going to go over, man. I missed that one. I said he needed in the 40s, though, to come away with a victory, and so obviously he didn't get that.
I don't think that would even done it.
Not with the rest of Cleveland.
No.
Their roster doing what they did. The Gym Class being presented by Third Base Brewery again today. They are located on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to stop on by after work. Great place to stop tomorrow and get your weekend off to a tremendous start. And stop on by. Tell them we sent you here on the Gym Class and on KGYM. We do appreciate it. Freedom Festival prize pack to give away today as well. Four buttons, two t-shirts. Your chance to get one of those gold buttons as well. We're going to one of our five winners this week, from what I understand, they tell me, is going to win one of those said buttons. So there you go. We'll have that for you before 4 o'clock today right here on KGYM.
Poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway, has to do with tonight's game in the Stanley Cup Final. Does the NHL season come to an end tonight in Las Vegas? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Yeah, Las Vegas facing, or is it just Vegas?
It's just Vegas because you don't want to say loss.
Facing elimination tonight against the Caps. We'll talk to Dave Koken about that, get the Vegas perspective here coming up.
About 10 minutes, 8-10 minutes or so. Go ahead and vote. I just, again, no hunch or no visible evidence as to why I should say this, but I think Vegas wins tonight. And I think it's going to go to game six back in the nation's cap.
Mm.
Just think it's going to. But Washington's playing really good hockey right now. Really good hockey right now. And they're jumping out to a lead. They're playing physical hockey. And they're getting a few breaks as well. Vegas has hit a ton of posts in the last couple of games. But this entire series changed on a great goaltending stop and save in game number two. And you can pretty much look back to the defining moment as far as this series is concerned. But go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. U.S. Open tee times are out for next week at Shinnecock Hills. And if you're wondering about Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson, he is in a star-studded trio. As Zach will tee off at 7:51 local time, that is 6:51 Iowa time, off the 10th tee on Thursday. He'll go off toward the back half on Friday off of number one, but he will be playing with Masters champion Patrick Reed and former major champion Charles Schwartzel coming up at the U.S. Open next week. The big-time trio going off will be Dustin Johnson, former world number one, U.S. Open champion from a couple years ago, along with last year's PGA champion and current number one, Justin Thomas, and some guy named Woods.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, and 80 in the world rankings if you're keeping track at home. That's going to be an attractive group, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I think there'll be a few New Yorkers. Keep in mind, it is a New York U.S. Open again, and things get a little weird when we've had New York U.S. Opens, whether it be at Bethpage or wherever the case may be. There have been some very interesting encounters with the patrons there. I don't think we can call them patrons. They're fans in New York. 319-366-1600, but that came out today, and you can check that out.
Bringing you up to date on Major League Baseball scores, finals in the books right now. The Cardinals beat the Marlins 4-1. The Twins behind Jose Berrios earned a split against the Chicago White Sox 7-2. And Berrios with 4 2/3 perfect innings and ran into some trouble in the sixth, but righted the ship for a complete game. And I heard this from Dick Bremer on the Twins telecast today. There's only been 16 or 17 complete games in the American League this year.
It's a different game.
That's Berrios' second of the year.
Correct.
In progress, the Dodgers trying to hang on against the Pittsburgh Pirates, leading 8-7.
I think that was 8-1 at one point.
Yeah, two outs in the ninth inning. Colorado and Cincinnati in extra innings right now. Bottom of the 11th, it's tied 5-5. Scott Schebler from Cedar Rapids Prairie in the leadoff position today. He's 3-for-5 with an RBI there. Scott with a 7-game hitting streak. And the Cubs and Phillies right now, one out in the bottom of the fifth, tied 1-1.
Somehow, because the Phillies have had people running all over the bases all day. Tyler Chatwood walked 7 and hit 1 in 4 2/3. And gave up one run so far.
LOB's for Philly behind.
Cubs are going to win this game. 319-366-1600, 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in a little bit. Nationally, the big story ESPN broke a couple hours ago, and that is the fact that Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension to the start of the 2018 NFL season. Hasn't been officially put out there by the league as of yet, but That's what ESPN is reporting. And if you know your New England Patriot roster, as far as wide receivers in the slot position are concerned, and this was tweeted out by a couple of the writers that follow the New England Patriots, three guys look to step up. One of those is a draft choice, six-round draft choice out of Florida State. And one of the three, lo and behold, is former University of Iowa wide receiver Riley McCarron, who
kind of fits the mold, doesn't he, of the Edelman types?
Little bit, yes.
The Welker types?
A little more Welker, I think, than Edelman, but slot receiver, maybe this is the chance that Riley McCarron needed to have, the break he needed to show what he can do. Not saying he's going to do anything or anything like that. I'm just telling you what he is, one of the three guys that have the opportunity, if Edelman is suspended, to probably jump up there and get some playing time for the Patriots. What he does with it, I guess we will have to wait and see. But all you want is a chance in your sports career, correct? That's all you want.
Exactly. I think he spent last year on the Patriots practice squad.
Correct.
Yeah. So he has no official time in the NFL, but as you say, a break here, break there, could lead to good things.
Yeah, so we'll see how that all plays out there. But maybe the maybe we'll see Riley McCarron. It's been a long time. We've talked about it in the past. An Iowa wide receiver has done a lot of things in the National Football League. It's been a long time.
It's out of Dubuque, Wallert, right? Yeah.
And he was a Wallert Golden Eagle.
Walk-on.
Yeah. Was not really highly sought after a very solid career. Good all-around athlete at Dubuque Wallert, and decided to walk on with the Hawkeyes, had an opportunity to do so. Of course, caught several touchdown passes, including one against Iowa State. That was a big one. And made the New England Patriots practice squad. So maybe a chance for him to step up and see what he can do.
Edelman facing a four-game suspension. I'm sure that will be appealed, and we shall see, you know, where that all lands and how McCarron fits in.
Yeah. State girls soccer going on over at the County Sports Complex in Des Moines today. Center point Urbana and also Iowa City Regina have advanced in Class 1A quarterfinal competition. Regina getting an overtime goal from Lauren Gardy to advance to the semifinals, and center point Urbana with a 2-1 victory over Waterloo Columbus. Xavier on the pitch, as they say right now. Last I saw, it was scoreless. So we'll be sure to keep you updated on that throughout the day right here on KGYM. 18 past 3, as I mentioned, we have that Freedom Festival prize pack to give away for you before 4 o'clock here today. Let's go ahead and take a break. We will come back. We'll get hooked up with Dave Kokin, smokingkokin.com. That is his website. Handicapper from Las Vegas. He is not using capital letters today. More, we'll let you know about that when we come back. Listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, presented by Third Base Brewery.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88 and monthly payments from just $88. The McGrath Used Car Campus has used cars from $29.88. Use full-size and SUV pickups. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers. Price thousands below market value. The Thon is on at the McGrath Used Car Campus, I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved so you can shop used cars from $29.88, full-size pickups from $99.98. Down payment? Zero down delivers. McGrathathon. The McGrath Used Car Campus, through Monday night in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Come for the Kolaches, stay for the fun. Tomorrow through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bingo, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade Kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at kolachfestival.org. Come to the Kolach Festival tomorrow through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Back at 321 here on the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you on this Thursday. We got that Freedom Festival prize pack we'll be giving away coming up here in just a little bit for you. But coming up tonight, we have for you Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Can Vegas stay alive as they take on the Washington Capitals? Coming up tonight, we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock on all three frequencies here on KGYN to talk about that. And other things, sports from Las Vegas, our friend Dave Koken, handicapper in Vegas. SmokingKoken.com is the website. And you're not using capital letters today, right? That's the thing in Vegas today, I read.
Yeah, that's been going on for the series. It's not working right now, so maybe they should try it's been a strange series in a lot of ways, because if you look at Game 4, you can argue that from a puck control standpoint, scoring chances, things like that, the first 20 minutes were the best the Golden Knights have played in the series, and they skated off down 3-0. You know, they hit two posts, took a penalty, gave up a power play goal, and then there was a deflection that led to another goal. This is a weird period. So I don't think they're out of this thing, but you know, they're in deep water, that's for sure.
You mentioned the fact they hit a lot of posts, and I think they've set a finals record in hitting the post so far through the first four games, I should say, of this thing.
Well, you know, unfortunately, shoot the puck better. I mean, you know, James Hill's one of the best snipers in the league, and he's got a completely open net and clanks it up the post. That was the biggest play of Game 4. There's no question in my mind that was the biggest play of Game 4. They're up 1-0 with that goal, and it's a different game. Yeah, but that's the way it goes, and they haven't taken advantage of this situation. It's better tonight, or there's no tomorrow.
Are you playing anything on this game, Dave? Perhaps a first period play?
I played the first period. My thoughts are that if they fall behind, they're in trouble. You can just kind of see the wind going out of their sails if they fall behind again. Mm-hmm. They've got to come out with the crowd fired up and take advantage and try and get this team on its backs early and get a 1-0 lead. So I took the first period, -125, -130, which is better than the full game, which is minus more like 150. And I don't like laying prices like that. And You know, I'm not saying they can't come back if they fall behind, but I think it's less likely. Let's put it that way.
I'm entertained by you on Twitter, Dave, in terms of the ineptitude that is the Philadelphia Phillies at Wrigley Field right now. How about that?
Well, I started off when you guys called, and they left 10 guys on in the first five innings. Kapler continued to do. I understand the analytics. Believe me, I've been at the analytics more than most people, longer than most people, I should say. So I understand them. But there are situations where the bunt is still advisable. And if you get the first two guys on in a nothing-nothing game early and the pitcher's up, you have the pitcher bunting in that spot. And instead, he doesn't, you know, they double play. They left 10 guys on in five innings. It's a weird line of construction. I'm not real high on what Kapler's done so far. I mean, I don't expect a great deal about over the Phillies this year. I think they got overrated early because of a good start. It's really not that good a team yet. They're getting there, no question about that. But I just wonder if Kapler's going to be the guy to lead them to the playoffs down the road when they really do have a team that's a likely contender. It's just some weird stuff, and I'm not sure that he's going to come out, to be honest with you.
Well, as what usually happens in baseball, if you leave a gajillion guys on, the opposition comes back, and the Cubs are now taking a 3-1 lead on some errors, a couple of infield singles, and whatnot. But the Cubs lead it now 3-1.
And don't walk the opposing pitcher, which prevented that. I mean, you walk the guy who's hitting zero. You can't do that.
That's true. That's true. You did get the Dodgers. They gave you a little bit of heart failure there, but the Dodgers did hold on to beat the Pirates today.
Well, it doesn't do me any good because I always miss pitchers and they scratch the starting pitcher, so there was no play there for me.
I see. Very good. And well, what do you like tonight as far as the world of baseball is concerned? I know you're going to be concentrating on hockey, but is there anything that jumped out at you?
Not a thing. And actually, you know, I've had a really good season to this point, but this week hasn't been real good. And I have a tendency to back off when I'm not going well. I'm probably going to lose the Phillies game, so I'm just staying out of tonight's games, and we'll wait for tomorrow and see what comes up.
Dave Kochan joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I said earlier on, I still think Cleveland's going to take game four, and it's going to go back to Oakland for game five. This thing is over, though, for all practical purposes.
The season was over before it started. This might be the worst season I've ever seen in any professional sport, and I'm 65 years old. This league stinks, okay? There's no competition. You had one good series. To me, one good series because... You could argue Cleveland and Boston was a pretty good series because it was seven, but I don't know the quality. It was LeBron and a bunch of other guys out there. It was just a LeBron show. The Warriors and Rockets was an entertaining series. That's your whole NBA season. There was nothing of any interest in the regular season. And the playoffs, quite honestly, have been a complete dud. And I guess this is what happens when you allow players, and I don't know what the solution is, so I'm not saying there is a solution. But I guess this is what happens when you allow a system where players move around and just build by themselves powerhouse teams. It's going to happen again this offseason. Because LeBron's probably going to leave Cleveland. I think he's going to end up in Philadelphia. And you can put the 76ers in the finals next year. What's the point of even watching the regular season?
Hey, Dave, your futures bet on the Giants is looking better maybe by the day. But that division... The Giants game and a half back, by the way, and that division is, you can throw a blanket over all five.
Yeah, there's not a real good team in the division, which is why I took a big price, because the division winner won't have to play in that elimination game.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd take the best value in the division, which at 20-1 was the Giants, and I don't expect them to win the pennant. I didn't make that bet thinking that they would win the pennant there. They'll be the worst team in the playoffs if they get there. Probably whoever comes out of the NL West will be the worst team in the playoffs. A healthy Dodgers, you could argue, would be pretty good, but I don't know if they're going to be healthy. And so what I'm doing is taking a 20-1 shot, and then I'll hedge against them. And hopefully, if they can win the division, I'll get 10 or 12-1 on my money and I'll be happy with that.
You paying attention to the Triple Crown try this Saturday?
I'm going to watch. I mean, you know, it's an event. I'll defer to my friends who know horse racing as to whether it's justified to bet justify. It probably isn't. Or whether there's a horse that's going to beat him. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you anything about any of the horses in the race except Temple Fire. You look like he was kind of tired at the end of the previous. But he won, and from what I gather, his workouts were quite good.
Yep, and they're talking about the fact he might be a little bit dinged up here, so that's not good news to go in.
Yeah, but take that with a grain of salt, because one thing I've learned, and I learned this long ago, in boxing and horse racing, don't believe anything you hear, okay? Because there's odds involved, and in a lot of cases, stuff is being said to try and drive a price in a particular direction. Yeah, I mean, that's, and by the way, you'll see more of that now. It'll be really interesting to see what happens in the NFL with more and more legalized wagering as to how much stress gets put on injuries that might not be injuries.
A lot of benefit to following Dave Koch and smokingkochen.com. Dave, when was the last time you missed a post on your Koch's Corner?
Missed one?
Yeah.
Never.
It's a seven-day thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'll announce in advance when I'm taking time off. For instance, during the All-Star break, I'll be at Del Mar. So, I'm taking that week off completely. I won't be, there's only Friday baseball games, and I won't be playing those. So, that'll be a week off for me from blogging, from radio, from betting and everything. Well, I'll be betting because I'll be at Del Mar. That's vacation time. 5-star hotel. Let them take care of me.
Perfect.
I like that. Need some company?
Well, I have company, and I think she looks better than you.
Probably true. We have faces for radio.
Believe me, I got one. That's what money's for. Yeah, if it's, get a sweet $1,200 a night. Who cares? That's what vacations are for. Have a good time.
Follow him on Twitter at Dave Koch in all lowercase. Dave, Cokin. It's well worth it.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I think Vegas is going to win this thing tonight, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to squeeze the cup out. But we'll see. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Listen, if they can get to a game six, it's gravy train, and the pressure's on Washington because, if they lose that game, then they got to come back here for game seven. And the Capitals, over the years, have not exactly been a pressure team. They've blown more 3-1 leads than any other team in history. So, maybe they can do it again. I'm hoping so.
What would Vegas be like for a winner-take-all game seven?
Oh, man. That would be awesome. That's awesome. And the parade, I guarantee you one thing. If they happen to win, it'll be the best parade of all time because we do know how to put events together out here.
No doubt. Follow him at smokingkochen.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. Dave, enjoy Game 5 coming up tonight in Vegas, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Dave Koch joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Yeah, $1,200 a night.
What? Good
all
for
right.
him.
Yeah, okay.
Good for Dave, though, right? Good for Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not taking it with us. We might as well go out and enjoy
Dave
ourselves.
Dave isn't, I know that.
Right? So good for him out there. 333, and that's why you should follow Dave on Twitter and check out smokingkochen.com. Appreciate that. 333, as we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to win another Freedom Festival prize pack right here on KGYM. We're going to take caller number 6. You're going to get 4 Freedom Festival buttons complete with the coupons, 2 Freedom Festival t-shirts as well. Someone this week guaranteed to win a gold button. Good to pick out a prize for the Freedom Festival treasure chest and be entered to win the $500 Hy-Vee gift card. Head to kgymradio.com. We got a link for over 70 events during the Freedom Festival, and you can check that out on our website, kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We'll come back. We'll talk about the race Saturday at Belmont as Justify will go for the Triple Crown when we return.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the world's number one premium decking brand. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. To learn how to make Trex your next deck, visit Trex.com to order samples.
Stugatz here. Before you hit the road for any vacation this summer, visit GNC. You need to stay healthy, and GNC has the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. GNC brand products pass up to 150 quality checks. You can be sure you are getting the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee. GNC doesn't just match prices. They'll beat them by a buck or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund. This summer, live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details.
Jim in Lost Nation. He's going to be headed off to the Freedom Festival. Thank you very much for listening here today at 3:36 on the Thursday edition of the show. Got a good one today. Got a good one tomorrow. As we're going to talk tomorrow, Jeremiah Davis to talk some racing with us coming up. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will be joining us to talk about the U.S. Open. The tee times are out. Zach will be playing with Patrick Reed and Charles Schwartzel for the first two rounds at Shinnecock Hills next week for the U.S. Open, the 118th edition of the United States Open, and a surprise guest coming up tomorrow. We promise you as well, we are going to get to topics probably next week. We're going to do that, Mark, on Fridays. I've got the first one all ready to go. It's going to be a dandy. And really looking forward to letting those out of the bag coming up at those times. 3:37, going to talk some horse racing. Barry Abrams going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. As Barry, of course, writes for ESPN, the In the Gate podcast. He's been on the button the first two races of the Triple Crown. And we'll get to it. Can Justify become the second horse since 1978 to win the Triple Crown? We'll see how it all plays out. Looking forward to it.
Announcement from the Big Ten. The 47th annual Big Ten Football Media Days is going to return to Chicago.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Be at the Marriott downtown on the Magnificent Mile, July 23rd and 24th. The school media sessions, Iowa is slotted on Tuesday, July 24th. So I'm sure we here at KGYM will have coverage in some form from Big Ten Football Media Days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to that once again, as that'll be coming up just a little bit over a month away. In fact, I picked up couple of college football magazines this
I was
morning.
Tempted to. I saw Street and Smith's.
Pick that one up.
Okay.
Noah Fant, first-team All-American.
Wow.
For the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa, in case you're wondering, in that particular publication, they are picked to finish second in the West of the Big Ten behind Wisconsin. Ahead of Purdue, who they have third. And Scott Frost and the Nebraska Cornhuskers fourth. If you're a Gopher fan, you're not going to like the magazine because they picked Minnesota sixth behind Northwestern in the Big Ten West. They have Ohio State winning the Big Ten East over Michigan. And as far as Iowa State is concerned, they like the Cyclones, have Iowa State sixth in the Big Ten, Big 12. I beg your pardon.
I know our friend Phil Steele has his magazine out, or soon to be anyway, right?
June 29th, I believe, okay. I read, will be the time that he's going to have the magazine come out. And we will have Phil on.
That's always exhaustive, isn't it?
Putting out the magazine?
Oh, I mean, he's got so much information in there. It's almost too much.
It is.
I never tell him that.
It's kind of mind-numbing a little bit, but tell you what, it is very, very good stuff. And we'll have Phil on. We'll talk a lot of college football as it gets closer and closer. But, yeah, it's here, man. It's the magazine season, the list season, the who was the best thing season of college football. That is all here and ready to go.
Couple updates. Top of the 13th inning, Colorado, Cincinnati still tied at 5, and the Phillies have trimmed Chicago's lead at Wrigley Field to 4-3 in the top of the 6th inning.
Barry Abrams set to join us right now here on KGYM as we will have for you on Saturday the third jewel of the Triple Crown. Looking forward to it as it will be the Belmont Stakes coming up. Of course, Barry with ESPN, the In the Gate podcast, and joining us here on the Thursday edition of the show. And we said, 3 weeks ago, Barry, good afternoon, that it's Christmas for you, and this must be Christmas, New Year's, and Mardi Gras now.
Yeah, I feel like I have a hangover already, and it hasn't even come yet.
Well, the world wants to know, what do you think? Justify took the first two, muddy conditions. The field was closing in on him at the end of the Preakness. Does he have enough to go the distance in the marathon that's known as the Belmont?
Well, that is the question. I mean, the numbers say yes. I mean, he regressed slightly. The power rating that he got for this race for the Preakness was a little bit lower. I mean, in one sense, it's kind of splitting hairs. I mean, we've talked about this, guys, that every horse that runs in North America and around the world, for that matter, gets a power rating after every race. And his numbers have been so far above just about everybody else. Now, he did regress a little in the Preakness, and the question is that kind of the beginning of the tail off, or was it just a bounce and he's ready to bounce back? His last workout was fabulous last week. He ran a half a mile in practice in under 47 seconds, which for a horse that's had his workload is mighty good, but I can't help but wonder whether the schedule is going to catch up with him. I mean, remember, we talked about how he's only the second horse ever to win the Kentucky Derby without racing at age 2. Okay, but he had to play catch-up, and this is now going to be his 6th race in under 4 months, where horses normally would run 3 times in 4 months, maybe 4. This is going to be number 6. And I have to believe that the distance of this race, a mile and a half, very long race, it's going to catch up with him at some point, and I'm willing to bet this is it.
How will the post position affect Justify if it does at all?
In this, we talked about how the Kentucky Derby, you really don't want to be on the rail, which he is in this race. The Derby's 20 horses, you know, bottlenecking into a fairly tight turn. Belmont Park is not like that. It's like making a left turn on a highway compared with a local street. It's a big, wide, forgiving track. The only way I think the rail hurts him is if he doesn't break well out of the gate. Because if he's slow out of the gate, and he has not been to this point, there's no necessarily reason to believe he will, but if he is slow, then the other jockeys, knowing that Justify has a target on his back, can try to box him in along the rail and keep him from getting out and getting comfortable. Now, Bob Baffert has seen that happen in 2002 when War Emblem fell on his face, basically, coming out of the gate with a chance to complete the Triple Crown, and his race was basically over. Now, you can't predict that, but I think that's the only way that the rail becomes a problem.
You got several horses that skipped the Preakness that are back in the fold and getting ready for the race coming up this week. Fresher, obviously, taking the 5 weeks off. What do you think about those horses?
Well, not only fresher, but here's the thing. All right, there, to me, there are two kinds of horses that win this race. One of them is the type that runs on or near the lead, because the pace is usually very slow. And so the frontrunners can conserve enough energy going slowly that they have enough for the end. And Justify is one of those. But the ones you're talking about are the other type that win this race, what's called, what I like to call the grinders. Not the horse with the big, flashy, explosive closing kick, but the horse that just keeps coming and doesn't go that fast out of the gate, but never really slows down and has his one pace and just keeps coming. Remember, these races are on dirt. So if you've ever been to a deep, sandy beach like Jones Beach in New York or, you know, Miami Beach, it's hard to walk in those. And so the horses slow down with their times due. You know, when it looks like a horse is making up ground, it's because the ones in front of them are slowing down even more. But these grinder types, they just keep coming. They keep clicking off those same quarter miles all the way through. And there are a bunch of them in this race, like Hofburg, who skipped the Derby, and Tenfold, who skipped the Derby but ran in the Preakness. Hofburg skipped the Preakness. Tenfold ran in the Derby, skipped the Preakness. And Blended Citizen, who ran in a race the week between the Derby and the Preakness at Belmont Park, Peter Pan, and won it. Not flashy, but just keeps coming. And I think Tenfold and Blended Citizen are going to have a lot to say about the outcome here.
I have to imagine a lot of Easterners are going to place a couple bucks on Gronkowski, especially if you're a Patriot fan, if for nothing else. But this horse has four wins in six starts. Tell us about Gronkowski.
Well, Gronkowski is European-based. It's amazing. He was a name for an American football player owned by an Arab and for a long time trained by an Englishman. Go figure. But he was transferred to the barn of Chad Brown here in New York about a month ago. And Chad Brown hasn't had he's a great trainer, the Eclipse Award winner for last year, champion trainer in the country. But he hasn't had this horse for very long, really hasn't had a chance to get his teeth into him and really train him the way he wants to, though he said he came in good condition from Jeremy Noseda in England. But, again, this horse is a grinder type, but I think he could be 6,000-1. Instead of 12-1. The only reason he's 12-1 on the morning line is because the odds maker in New York, David Aragona, basically knows that a lot of people are going to bet on Gronkowski for name value and didn't want the odds to fluctuate all that much. But this horse could be 6,000-1. He has no chance here.
Barry Abrams joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. A lot of people in the know like Vino Rosso, Pletcher Train, Velasquez, the jockey. Tell us about this horse.
Yeah, I have to say I've overlooked him a little bit myself in thinking about him, but I do have to give him some more consideration. I mean, he won the Wood Memorial Aqueduct. His power is actually pretty good, and he is running on 5 weeks rest, running right out of his own stall, obviously. He's based at Belmont Park. I do have to think about him a little bit. But to me, I think what's going to happen is he's going to get caught in no man's land. He's not a front runner, like we talked about, and he's not really a grinder. He won the Wood Memorial with that explosive turn of foot, and I just don't think that kind of horse wins this race, talented though he is.
Horse we haven't mentioned is the runner-up in the Preakness. Barry, tell us about Bravazo.
Yeah, Bravazo and Justify are the only two horses that will have run in all three legs of the Triple Crown. I mean, Wayne Lucas, the legendary trainer of Bravazo, is not one to leave a horse in the barn when he can run him. That's his old school style. And Bravazo was coming, too, at the end of the Preakness. I wonder how much he has left in the tank for a mile and a half race, too. That's my question with him. I mean, he certainly, I think, with another quarter of a mile would have been there in front of Justify at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never that high on him to start with, and I just wonder how much is left in his tank.
I take it our horse with Iowa ties is not going to do well. Free Drop Billy?
Yeah, Free Drop Billy. I mean, you know, Dale Romans, his trainer, even said at the post position draw that kiddingly, a lot of things would have to go wrong for everybody else for Free Drop Billy to have a chance. So, yes, the Outlaws are big supporters of racing. They're phenomenal for the game. And, look, they're sportsmen. They are giving it a chance. I mean, look, when War Emblem didn't win the Triple Crown in 2002, Sarava was there at 70-1 to beat him. I know because I was there that day. When Big Brown didn't win the Belmont and complete the Triple Crown in 2008, I was there that day too. It was 93 degrees. Tatara won the race at 38-1. Keen Ice has won, the horse that won at 24-1 in 2011. His name's on the tip of my tongue already, but it was 24-1. So you do get these long shots that win, and you got to be in it to win it.
Yes, you do. And Free Drop Billy will be there for sure. Even before you said it, I just got a feeling about Blended Citizen. Maybe because of the Peter Pan, I don't know. But I just have a feeling as far as value, he might be one that I would take a look at.
Oh, absolutely. Blended Citizen is perfect for a race like this, where a one-pace grinder type just keeps going at it. Now, the question I have with Blended Citizen is his jockey, Kyle Frey, a young kid. I think he's 21. He was on our show last week on the podcast. And he does not ride regularly at Belmont Park. Belmont Park, as we mentioned earlier, is a lot different from every other racetrack in North America. It's 50% larger. So, normally a jockey will ask the horse for everything he has when they start the far turn, the final turn, which is usually about 3/8 of a mile from the finish. And that's about as far as you can ask a horse to give you everything. Well, if you start at the beginning of the far turn in the Belmont Stakes, that's about half a mile or more from the finish. It's a good 1/8 of a mile or more longer than what your eyes think is the case. And I actually asked Kyle Frey that question. He didn't have a very good answer for what he's going to do about that. So that's my question there, is that the jockey might very well get him beaten. But on talent and style, he fits very well here.
Hey, before we let you go, Barry, if Justify wins, completes the Triple Crown, where is he going to go down in history?
Well, I like to look at things statistically. And, you know, you look at two of the biggest names that have done this, Secretariat and American Pharoah, and they each did something extraordinary, particularly in the Belmont. Not so much the 31-length win for Secretariat, but he ran the first half of that race, the first 3/4 of a mile, in 1:10.45, which at that time in 1973 would have won you a championship-level race at that distance. That was only half the race, and he still ran the rest of it, not at that same pace, of course, but he didn't have to. He just ran them into the ground. With American Pharoah, we talked about how horses slow down when they run on dirt. He got faster as the race went on. If you start with the second quarter mile going around the first turn, he got faster and ran the last quarter mile as fast as he ran the first quarter mile. That's not supposed to happen at all. And certainly for a young horse running his third race in 5 weeks, fourth race in 8 weeks, as it was for him, that's extraordinary. With Justify, we talked about the speed figures being so high right from the get-go. I've never seen a horse do that before. If he posts another 100-plus speed figure and wins this race, six times 5/100, that is something even American Pharoah and Secretariat never did.
There you go. Could be history making coming up on Saturday. Barry, enjoy talking with you. We'll look forward to it once again in the Gate podcast. You can follow him on Twitter as well. Enjoy the Belmont, and we'll see what happens.
Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Barry Abrams joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and update you on the poll question and have more right after this.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Gather around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Order all of your favorites. And make sure you include La Cantina's fantastic fresh guacamole made right at your table. For your upcoming graduation celebration, reserve their party room. Or add some real sizzle with their delicious catering. Connect with your favorite people at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Attention Prince fans. On Friday, June 8th, the forecast at Target Field calls for purple rain. Join us for a celebration of Prince's life and music as the Minnesota Twins host the Los Angeles Angels. The first 10,000 fans will get an inflatable Prince guitar. What? Or purchase a special theme night ticket package that includes an exclusive Prince cap. That's how we go crazy for Prince and our Minnesota Twins. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com/Prince.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artists you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
All right, thanks to Barry Abrams for joining us, talking about the 2018 Belmont. You can hear it Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KGYM. You can consult our schedule at KGYMradio.com. We invite you to do so. And all kinds of... I don't want to play that right now. All kinds of great stuff coming your way in the offing on KGYM over the weekend. 356, remind everyone about the Emil's Hideaway poll question, Mark.
I will indeed. Does the NHL season come to an end tonight in Las Vegas? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com and see your vote count right there. Right now, it's early in the voting, and so far, yes. How's that? Is winning. I'm with Dave Koch, and I think the Vegas Golden Knights are going to come out and they are going to take it to the Capitals in that first period. If Washington can maintain, maybe stay tied, maybe a goal down, whatever the case may be, they got a really good shot at this. Washington has taken advantage of Vegas hitting all those posts, got early leads in the last several games, and have won three in a row. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the physicality, I think, is also... hurt Vegas a little bit that Washington is showing on the blue line. So we'll see how it all plays out. We've got it tonight at 7 o'clock here on KGYM.
Red Shane Dietz?
Yeah.
Did you say Mr. Cardinal?
Well,
I mean, there's been a lot of great Cardinals.
Yes.
But he played for the Cardinals, managed the Cardinals with distinction in each capacity.
Yeah, I mean, Stan Musial, obviously.
Died at 95.
Oldest living Hall of Famer up to... that point.
Yeah.
And, yes.
That occurred yesterday, actually.
Was it last night?
Last night.
Last mm-hmm. night. Terrific baseball man, and definitely will be missed. And the Cardinals did get the win today to honor Red Shandies.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helped start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice.